Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A bad year for balloons. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Balloons, 1.5 million of them, caused quite a stir in Cleveland yesterday. It was part of a fundraiser for the United Way.
Do you like festivals?
Yeah.
Do you like balloons?
Hell yeah.
Well, you're going to love Balloon Fest 86.
It all went off without a hitch. Everyone had fun.
Let me check my notes. No. No. Went horribly wrong.
Wow. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
A fail, some might say?
I would say it's a failure, yeah.
A failure of the highest order.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm intrigued.
Well,
two of my favorite things.
Everything starts off with good intentions,
Best intentions. The road to hell is paved with them?
Yeah. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
I'm just saying this. It just seemed like like I read a book once or...
Just once.
Or
read a quote,
inspirational
on quotes.
Yeah. It's one or the other.
Exactly.
It was a festival, 1986. I feel like in the 80s, too, everything was like, I feel like, you know, like hands across America, 86.
Yeah. Everything's a giant campaign in the 80s to do good, to make some giant gesture, to entertain children, baby boomers, children.
It worked with music festivals, you know, to raise money and
for sure. Comic Relief, that was more 90s, though, right?
Yeah. I think that was
a big... People
late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah,
Red Nose Day. I don't know.
Red Nose Day is like now.
That's now, right?
Yeah.
That's a similar kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but Red Nose Day if it were Red Nose Day in 86, it would be like McDonald's presents Red Nose Day Telethon plus sports park plus ball pit.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be like, "Damn, all right, I'll take my kids there."
And, you know, it's like, I want to see a lot of balloons in the air. People like looking at balloons.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, let them go. Right? And who cares what happens when we let them
they're
go?
They're accessories they're to
in,
the sky.
They're in the air now.
Yeah.
What goes up must not come down. It must stay up there and hang
we
out.
Don't care or worry about it.
Yeah.
Put some weird elements up there. Put some rubbers in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Gravity? What? Doesn't exist.
We just like to see that giant.
We watch the balloons leave. They look pretty. Mm-hmm. And then they're gone. And then
they're
we wash
our
hands.
Minds.
Yeah. No, they come down.
Oh.
They come down, and when you, I don't know, you release like 1.5 million of them.
Whoa. That's a lot of balloons.
It could be a lot.
That might be a problem. I'm not a balloon expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that's bad.
It's good intentions, always. The United Way of Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, a lot of Ohio. We're spending time. It must be Ohio
the
week.
The most boring Midwestern state.
Yeah, a lot of
here
Ohio
we are.
Going on.
What a different dimension.
Interesting. So,
conspiracy?
We'll be staying here. Maybe they're in the same universe.
Absolutely.
We're referring to the Wednesday episode if you
want
to go back and listen to
and
that.
And we're actually not too far time-wise
no,
from
not
the
at
Wednesday
all.
Episode.
It's all happening essentially in the same universe.
Whoa, look at us creating universes.
So the newspapers, you know, the news cycle might be
I think
picking
Mary
up.
Mary Gillespie went to the Balloon Fest with one of her many fuck buddies.
And then there was there's a letter in each balloon.
What?
Yeah, that's how it worked.
I know, you sicko.
So it was the United Way, raising money,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing a good thing, publicity,
mm-hmm.
people love it, they wanted to release 2 million balloons.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, come on, guys.
Cut the shit, you guys.
Like, one balloon.
We're not gods.
One balloon takes up space.
Yeah.
1.5. Did you see the trailer for the It movie?
Yeah.
Like, even 10 of those balloons is like a lot of balloons.
It's a lot of balloons.
And scary. Yeah.
Overwhelming, I would
say.
So
1.5 million over, you know... Great Lakes, you know, it's
put some oil in there, fossil fuels.
You have to ask the question, what happens next?
Mm-mm.
You know, those balloons have to go somewhere.
I don't want to ask that question. I just want to see the pretty balloons.
Yeah.
Chill.
And the aftermath of it was bad.
So wait, were they like, we're going to release these 1.5 million balloons? And they were they like regular balloon size?
Well, we're going to get into that.
Oh.
We'll get into the,
jumping ahead.
Specifics of the balloons, yeah.
Okay.
So it was, you know, publicity stunt.
Sure.
It was, the company was Balloon Art.
Mm-hmm.
And the company was Treb. And they were an LA-based company. LA thinks they know it all.
Yeah.
They're doing coke like crazy. They're like,
they got sunglasses, bikinis.
Byron, listen up, okay? Listen, balloons, 1.5 million over Cleveland, raising money, helping out.
And they're like, rad, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, like
Miami
major,
Vice is happening all over the place.
Oh, my God. Like, get into my BMW sports car and drive on over to Ohio.
Yeah. I think they probably fly from LA. I think they probably fly.
No, they got to drive.
Okay.
Motorcycles.
That's a very long story going on here. So they prepared. They spent like 6 months preparing for it.
Just blowing up balloons.
So they covered some net, like one piece net, like, you know, like a, I don't know, like a tennis rackety type thing to hold the balloons in. And there's a public square in Cleveland where they did it from, right in the center. And then they had like about 2,500 students and other people filling the balloons with helium. So they're helium-filled balloons.
Students learning. It's a learning opportunity.
Help the United Way.
Sure.
Good cause. Let's
get those hours in if you know.
So they wanted to do 2 million. They're like, you know what?
Chill,
1.4 million.
Okay.
Was it a sweatshop of... It sounds like a sweatshop.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably super healthy to have a lot of helium, balloons, kids.
Yeah, kids are raising money for
service.
It. So you would buy, like, if you have a dollar, you can buy 2 balloons. That's what represented. So they raise money. Great.
That is very Red Nose Day.
Yeah, that's why I think
you're right.
Yeah. On September 27, 1986, rainstorm was approaching. They're like, let's do an early release of 1:50 p.m.
Get these balloons into the atmosphere before the storm hits.
Yeah. So almost 1.5 million balloons came up above the public square. There was a world record, I guess, by Disneyland on the 31st anniversary release. Yeah, they released more balloons than that.
Disneyland did it. Whoa. They were like, fuck you.
You know, I feel like so many of these episodes come back to us sticking it to Disneyland.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean... We should have a whole... We've done a lot of Disneyland stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of through Disney, music park through line.
Playlist. Yeah, for sure. Disneyland, okay. So they released their own balloons with United Way or not?
No, they just to
they were like,
cash money.
They're like, fuck charity.
Yeah.
Disneyland does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. That's also very, like, the commerce of the 80s to be like, we're bigger, we're better.
Yeah, so they had helium-filled balloons made of latex.
Mm-hmm.
You know latex, right? You've heard of that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Have you, though?
Yeah. Latex, you know.
Yeah, latex hat, latex guitar. There's an all about it.
Latex. You're going to say latex cat.
No. Yeah. So they would stay, they would like be fully deflated by the time it can't come, you know what I mean? Like everything, they worked out the science.
Sure.
Because it's going to fall down to Earth. You know what I mean?
What comes up must come down. Yeah. That's Sir Isaac Newton.
So the rain and the storm was coming in, though.
And the rain's coming in.
And some of those balloons were still inflated.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And they just started, all the waterways were all clogged. Everything was jamming it up because they were full. Even, but I mean, it's still, even if, like, deflated, it's still material.
Yeah.
1.5 million. But when it's full, it's more buoyant. It's taking more space.
Uh-oh. Those balloons are causing some trouble.
Oh, yeah. They were just washing ashore. So it's just, beside the biodegradable, the non-biodegradable litter. When it's over, it's like, well, we saw the good part and then we walk away. You know what I mean?
No, they're like,
when I throw something out, it's like, what do I care? You know what I mean? So that's, I mean, in 86, you think they're...
No,
if you can't get people to care about...
They were like, we just want people on the moon and balloons in the air.
Yeah. If you have to convince people of climate change now, what do you think happened in 1986?
No, they were like, rubber's great for the environment. Latex everywhere in our public waterways is a great idea.
Give me coal.
Yeah, exactly. Burn it down.
Petroleum.
That'd be fun, I think. For charity.
Hey, listen, in 1986, what can go wrong with nuclear energy?
Absolutely.
So.
Nothing.
That's in the mindset. And, you know, in 1986, if I was there, I wouldn't. Why would I care? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I would stomp balloons myself into the mouth of a small endangered bird.
Yeah, it'd be like cool prank.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Yeah. So there was things went awry. Two fishermen, Raymond Broderick and Bernard Sulzer, they went out on September 26th. They were missing on the day of the event. They found their boat anchored west of Edgewater Park, and the Coast Guard search and rescue helicopter couldn't find them because of all the balloons. And the when you're wearing wearing a
vest,
like a
safety vest,
yeah, like a flotation,
device. I'm
a, what's the right word?
You're thinking of a flotation
device,
a water safety vest, flotation,
safety water vest,
device vest.
Right. When it's the same color as the balloons, what happens?
Just lost.
We can't see the people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It made trouble actually finding people, and their bodies washed ashore.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Found them.
The United Way got sued.
Eventually, no shit.
Yeah.
Lawsuit.
Yeah. You have to assume that.
They were like, the flotation devices shouldn't be the same color as our horribly detrimental to the environment balloons.
Yeah. Because we want to make, even LA, marketing company, and like I said, Byron's like, sell.
Yeah,
he's like,
do
it's
all
charity,
for profit, fun,
yeah,
sexy, like fun, kid times.
The Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah. win, ruthless.
And probably
babes.
Some people were like, hey, like, where are all this stuff gonna go? And he's like, where's what gonna who, right?
Yeah, and they were like, well, we'll go fuck ourselves.
And are those guys cool? Yes. They
absolutely
are cool.
They're very cool.
We
They've
know
got
this.
Really nice hairlines, like great jawlines.
They got
cool
padded,
cars,
sweat,
hot
yeah.
babes, minimalist
bikinis.
Apartments. We get it.
One piece of Nagel
they
art.
Smoke.
Yeah. It's so good. We're not trying to say these people are not cool.
No, we would never say that.
Yeah. So
they did kill people, though.
The wife of one of the fishermen sued the United Way, sued a charity.
Yeah.
For $3.2 million and later settled. For an amount that was not
undisclosed.
Yeah, non-disclosed.
They were like, we want that Maserati. We want.
Now, do you like when animals are involved? Because I know you said you like to stuff one in the mouth of an endangered seal or something like
really
that.
Really just shooting myself in the foot here.
Their balloons landed in a pasture. And it's there was a bunch of Arabian horses.
Beautiful Arabian horses. Those horses are lovely.
Yeah. Well, they were freaked out. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah. What is this?
Balloons popping and falling.
Horses don't like sweatshirts, much less a giant balloon coming down.
The United Way gets sued again for $100,000 in damages, undisclosed terms.
Uh-oh. What happened to the horses?
If you had to take a flight from Berkeley Front Airport, they had to shut down the runway because just balloons were landing.
They're like, we need to stop. And everyone's like, we got to get home. And they're like, there's a bunch of balloons.
Imagine now you're in traffic.
Mm-mm.
Cars are just crashing because there's just literally... Do you understand the size of a balloon, people? And times it by 1.5 million.
Oh my God, these balloons are like the birds.
1.5 million grains of rice is still a substantial amount of rice.
Yeah, it's a lot of rice. I could eat that in an evening, but it's still a lot of rice.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna feel good.
Yeah, and of course, people are the rubbernecking and stuff like that, causing accidents.
They're like, what? They're like balloons, like bonk, bonk. It's balloons are coming into the sunroofs of these cars. Balloons are getting hit the rearview mirrors. Pandemonium.
They did though break Guinness Book of World Records as the largest ever mass balloon release with 1,429,643 balloons launched.
Well, Disney, suck on that.
Yeah. They're like, nobody died that we're going to tell you about.
Yeah, we'll cover it up.
Yeah. We could have popped some of those balloons, though.
Yeah,
with the new Ghost Town enamel pins.
Pop.
Save the day.
You can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/ghosttown.
Pod.
Oh, my God.
This is what you're out of the marketing.
Oh, my God.
Byron would have fired you so fast.
I cannot, for the life of me, get this right. Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Yes.
That's
Thank you.
It.
That's it. It's a limited edition pin.
Pay us for me to finally learn this, yes. And we'll send you a pin.
Yes. And you get the bonus episodes, and we're probably going to lose money on it, but we want you to have the pin.
Probably.
I guess, yeah.
Definitely.
We didn't factor in the shipping and handling cost. So
no, not at all. Why would we do that extra work?
So if you want to have a cool pin.
I can't even remember the name. Yeah, come get a cool pin. $6.66.
You had to.
Ooh, baby.
Why couldn't the number of the devil be $30?
I know. Because that's the devil.
Yeah.
And we're his minions.
Yeah. So go check that out.
You benefit from that. Yeah. You benefit from cool Satan numbers.
Or you can message us at, what's our Instagram?
Ghost Town Pod.
And now I'm going to quiz you one more time. What's the Patreon?
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.gov.